Welcome to Slugnet. The top story for today is an urgent directive from CISA ordering government agencies to patch an actively exploited vulnerability in the Zimbra collaboration suite within 3 days. IT and platform operations teams, along with SOC and incident response teams, should apply this patch immediately. At number 2, Iran-linked hackers have shut down a United Kingdom power plant for 4 days, causing real-world operational disruption. Security leaders and SOC and incident response teams should note the risks to distributed energy infrastructure. Number 3. A Chinese-speaking cybercrime group known as UAT-10147 is using AI to scale attacks on global web servers and deploying the Spectre implant with EDR bypass capabilities. This affects SOC and incident response teams, as well as IT and platform operations teams. At number 4, over 90 vulnerabilities were patched in the Spring application framework, part of a massive increase in flaws found this year. Application security and software engineering teams, along with IT and platform operations teams, should update to the latest version. Number 5. Private equity firm Apollo Global suffered a data breach exposing personal information as part of a campaign targeting financial companies. Security leaders and SOC and incident response teams should be aware of this targeted activity. At number 6, a new phishing method called Chameleon SEO poisoning is using cloaked websites to evade scanners and steal banking credentials. This is a concern for SOC and incident response teams and individual users. Number 7, the Toxic Panda Android malware has evolved to use VPN permissions to block Google Play updates. SOC and incident response teams and individual users should be alert to these new persistence mechanisms. At number 8, CISA has released a logging reference architecture to help organizations better reconstruct attack timelines. SOC and incident response teams and IT and platform operations teams are encouraged to align their logging strategies with this guidance. Number 9, AOS Network Firewall now offers rule hit counts to help identify unused or redundant firewall rules. Cloud security and platform teams, along with IT and platform operations teams, can use this to audit their controls. Finally, at number 10, new research shows that mid-market companies now account for over 70% of disclosed ransomware incidents. Security leaders and SOC and incident response teams should consider the shift in attacker targeting. That is your briefing for today.